All right, hello again, and welcome to I've Got to Beat Mortal Kombat Annihilation, a podcast within a podcast about my one-year journey to try to watch 1997's Mortal Kombat Annihilation every single day, 365 times in a row. I know you guys have not heard from me on this particular version of the show in a good while because I've had a number just continually bad luck with stuff happening with guests and them not being able to do it. And that's just the way things are sometimes. Going to try to make it up. But, you know, to make up for the fact that we've been gone for a while, we've got a very special episode for you today and a very special guest tonight. And if you follow me on Twitter for the last several years, or maybe if you listen to The Gossiper, you maybe heard me talk about this person. And certainly if you follow me and are interested in wrestling on Monday nights for the last several years, you've got to hear some of my guests' wit and wisdom and hot takes on what was happening in the world of professional wrestling on Monday Night Raw. I am here with my cousin Peggy.
Hello.
Peggy is the person that, you know, you, even though you are older than my parents, you were the person that I spent, you know, that I grew up with, you know, that was the person in charge of keeping me in line. And so to make it up to you for that, I have now roped you into watching this awful, awful movie with me, and now you're going to talk to people about it on the podcast, and people are very excited to hear from you. So first things first, let me ask, what did you think of this movie?
I've never watched a movie like that in my life, and I probably never will again, unless he ropes me into it. I didn't raise him to watch that kind of movies.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that movie. That movie was like rated PG.
Oh, it's not the words in it, it's the actions.
Well, it's not about the none of the violence was like real violence. What are the kind of movies you normally watch?
Love stories and comedies.
Well, there was like a little bit of a love story in this, wouldn't you say?
A little bit. Most of it was monsters and ogres.
Yeah. Now, I didn't tell you about this beforehand because I thought that it might be a little... It might have been, the podcast might have been gotten out of control if I tried to do this. But sometimes for when I watch this movie with somebody else, I have a drinking game that they will play if they want to. And sometimes the listeners watch this movie and play this drinking game. And, you know, it's the kind of thing where like you take a drink of your drink, you know, whatever it is, take a drink of it every time they say portal or every time they say realm or, you know, every time certain things happen. Do you think you would have enjoyed it more if we had done that?
Probably.
Okay. Well, we may have to try it again that way sometime down the road.
I don't think I'm watching that again.
you don't want to watch this movie that tonight was my 189th time?
No.
Okay, now, before we get into the questions about the movie itself, now this is the first you have heard about me doing this, this experiment, this journey I am on to try to, this test of my mental and, physical aptitude. Aptitude's not the right word. Just my, some kind of, it's a challenge I've set for myself to watch this movie every night for a year. Do you have any questions for me about that?
Why?
people who've heard the show will maybe know, but in case this is somebody's first episode, I just saw that the movie was on Netflix and, just wanted something to have on in the background while I was doing other stuff, you know, while I was working on things. And I put it on and I got, I started getting sucked into not the story in the movie itself, but I just couldn't believe how awful the movie was. And I watched it that night. And the next night I was like, man, was that movie really as bad as I think? Or was I just tired? Or was I not paying attention? And I decided to watch it a second night. And then on the second night, I think I tweeted something about it saying, like, I'm watching this for the second night in a row. And, you know, people were like, why are you doing this? And then the third night came around and I still felt like I had a lot of questions about how this movie got, how this movie exists the way it does, because it's, I mean, you saw it's
awful.
Yeah. Awful is exactly the word I was about to use. Yeah, it's awful, but, there's, it's kind of, it's not just bad. It's like kind of, mystifying in its badness, like some of the choices. And I was like, what if I just watch? And I thought, am I really about to watch this again for a third night in a row? And I did, because I was just like, I want to see if I can figure out how this movie went wrong. Because now, like I told you before we watched it, this is the sequel to Mortal Kombat, which was a video game that I played when I was a kid. It's a movie based on a video game, if that helps you understand anything. Do you think this is the first movie based on a video game you've ever seen?
Probably. I don't remember, but probably it is.
Okay. Oh, you should see, you know what movie you should see that's based on a video game? You should see Doom, because The Rock is in that.
Oh.
And you like him. Have you seen, how many of The Rock's movies do you think you've seen?
One, but I don't remember which one.
You've only seen one?
I think, yeah.
Oh, well, I'm surprised. I can't believe you hadn't seen more of them. You've got Netflix. Why don't you rent some of his movies?
I don't know.
Well, all right. But he was in a video game movie called Doom, which, yeah, maybe you should watch it. Well, clearly I need to bring some, I have a couple of his, you know, several of his movies. I should bring
you
some
should
down
bring
and let
them.
You watch them.
Yeah.
But I watched it that third night and I was just like, man, I'm still so kind of befuddled by how bad this movie is. And I haven't seen, the first movie came out, you know, when I was a kid, and my recollection of it, I haven't seen it since then, the first one. I haven't seen it since then, but the two things that I remember are that, one, it was a huge hit, and two, I remember liking it. I remember thinking it was pretty good, you know, for a you know, basically just a action fighting movie. So I was kind of shocked that the second one seems so terrible in comparison. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so it was just kind of, you know, it was befuddling to me, and just kind of, I was like, I'm so curious to understand how this movie, because it seems, it's just a mess. It seems like one of those movies where it probably had all kinds of things go wrong behind the scenes or something. I don't know. So, and then I just thought on that third night, I think, or maybe it was, I was like, what if I just watch this every night? What if I just start watching this every night? And that's my thing. And then I was like, well, what if I just watch it for a year, every night for a year, and then make a podcast out of it somehow and see if I can get to the bottom of what's wrong with this movie. And so far I haven't. I don't understand. I still have lots of questions. But I also, you know, you'd think as many times as I've seen it, you'd think there would not be anything new for me to see. And there's still, I find myself catching new things or noticing things I hadn't noticed before, or kind of thinking about things in a different way every now and then. So who knows? Maybe by the end of this, I'll have it all figured out. I certainly hope so. Do you have any other questions for me about the movie?
No, not really. I just don't understand why you want to watch it all the time.
Well, I don't want to. I'm sick of this movie.
I mean, can believe that.
I'm absolutely sick of it. But tonight was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun watching it with you. Normally, I'm watching it by myself.
I don't blame her. I wouldn't watch it with you either.
April?
With April.
Yeah, I watch it after she goes to bed, so she doesn't have to sit through. She still has not seen it all the way through. She's seen parts of it. But yeah, she still hasn't watched it all the way through. And she hasn't been on the show yet either. I was trying to save that for when I was desperate for somebody to watch it with me. And no one else would do it, but so far she has not wanted to do it. But now, like I told you also beforehand, well, one, I told you, I wasn't going to explain anything to you about the movie. And I told you to just basically save all your questions, any questions you had about the movie for the show. But I told you I'm gonna ask you a series of questions that are the questions I've asked every guest, and then we'll just go from there. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
All right. Question number one: as best as you can, explain the plot of Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
The good guys were trying to save planet Earth from the monsters. That's it.
Well, okay, that is very accurate. That is very succinct.
And one of the good guys belonged to the family of the monsters.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Do you want to try to maybe expand on any of that a little?
No, I mean, what is there to expand?
Well,
that's it.
If I let you hear other people's attempts to explain the plot of this movie, I think it would make you laugh because everyone else took you took a very impressive, very succinct, you really boiled it down there. Other people have tried to be, and I think if I had tried, I would have gotten much more complicated with it. But yeah, well, I was really looking forward to hearing what you would say for that. And, I mean, you did a good job.
That is
the plot of the movie. The good guys are trying to save the world from the monsters.
And love won out in the end.
Yeah. All right. What's funny, because usually that question takes the longest, and now you did it so quick. All right, question number two. How many characters from the movie can you name?
Raptor. Sabona or something like that. The mother.
Okay.
And that's...
Name some of the other characters, not their names. Tell me, tell me who they are.
There was the guy with the arms.
Right. Okay. What was his name?
Zeb or something like that.
It was three letters.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a character.
Yeah. And then there was the blonde-headed girl that got in the fight in the mud.
Yeah. What was her name?
I don't know. The black-headed one was Katana.
Right. That's good.
Mary?
Wasn't Mary.
I don't know. Just blonde-headed girl.
Okay. Don't feel bad, because other people have had plenty of trouble with this as well. Let's see. Who else? Do you remember who the bad guy was? The guy with the...
The big hat was the father, but I don't remember his name.
The big hat.
The one that was standing... the hood.
Yeah.
That was the father of Raptor and...
What was the bad guy's name? Now, to be fair, the guy in the hood, they don't say his name anywhere in the movie until at the very, very end, and they just say it once. And it's somebody talking that's got a real weird voice. So it's okay that you don't remember his name. But the guy that was the bad guy with the shaved head.
The funny looking
face. I don't know his name. Okay. They said his name a lot, was why I was thinking you might remember it.
He's so ugly. I was just looking at his face.
He does have a weird face. I don't know what it is about his face that is so...
Well, it's the way his cheeks come down and then his jaws get big or something.
she's sort of pantomiming out how his face is shaped on her own face. But it's pretty good. You got a couple. And you know who some of the people are, at least, even if you didn't get their names exactly right. But that was pretty good. All right, question number three. Did you like this movie?
No.
You didn't like it at all?
Not really.
Okay.
I just don't care for that kind of movies.
Movies with fighting or movies with...
science fiction stuff in it. And
okay.
I just never have liked those.
Okay. Well, this one's probably not going to be the one to change your mind either.
No, it would not be.
I don't think most people like this movie. But, like I said, I had a real good time watching it with you. It was fun to watch your face react to some of the things that were happening. I remember the one of my favorite parts is like we didn't even have the movie started, and I just had it on the menu screen for the DVD, and it had the big Mortal Kombat Annihilation logo up there on the screen, and your immediate reaction when that popped up was like, "Ugh, that's icky." And I was like, well, this is already a great start, because I was looking forward then to seeing how some of those things, other stuff that I knew was coming up, how you were going to react to some of that. Also, I liked when I said I wasn't going to try to tell you anything about them. I just wanted you to try to do your best to kind of keep up with what was going on, try to figure it out. And at one point, though, the movie had kind of just gotten underway. We were probably like 2 or 3 minutes in. And there's been a lot of like sort of right up front exposition stuff. And I paused the movie and I asked you, do you have any idea what's going on? And you said, no.
No.
And the movie was only like 2 minutes in and you already were just completely lost. But I feel like you the way you summarized the plot there, it seems like you basically got the idea. I mean, do you feel like by the end of the movie, you kind of understood what was going on?
I understood what was going on.
Okay.
I don't know why the two sons were on opposite sides.
Okay.
But I knew what was going on.
Yeah. Why. Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, it's like, it's you know, and it's not that the movie is necessarily hard to follow when you boil it down like that. But yeah. I was just wondering if you were kind of lost on all, because there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of jargon in it. You know, there's a lot of, and, you know, do you feel like you knew or understood who all the characters were?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. You're doing better than some of the people that have watched this. Like you got the one lady was her mom, and that, you know, that they were brothers, and the guy in the hood was the dad. And I really liked when you said it was kind of the first thing that you had some kind of reaction to the movie where you were, I could tell you were like a little bit invested in what was happening on the screen. Just enough was when very early on in the movie, the first time Liu Kang, that's the star, the lead, the hero, the guy with the black hair, the long black hair.
Yeah. Liu Kang. Yeah.
Liu Kang. He, when he and Katana stop to talk, when they've just ridden in those spinning ball things, and something, but you could tell they're leaning in like they're gonna kiss, but you could tell the music is saying something bad's about to happen. And you said, well, hurry up and kiss her. And then, of course, something bad happens because he didn't do it. But that was fun for me just to hear. It's like, okay, this part has got you interested. So that was the part, I guess, that was a little bit more like the kind of movies you're used to watching. Would you have liked them to focus more on the two of them being in love, maybe?
Well, of course, but they were at the end, so.
Did it seem like they were in love at the end?
Yeah, it did. So maybe they did love one out after all.
Okay. Question number 4. Should people watch Mortal Kombat Annihilation?
If they choose to.
Yeah, but would you recommend it?
No, because it's not the kind of movies that I enjoy watching, so.
Do you think that there are people out there who like this movie?
Well, yeah, there must be. Or they wouldn't have made it, and it wouldn't have been around as long.
Okay. Yeah, this movie came out in 1997. And
20 years almost.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Yeah. Almost the 20-year anniversary of Mortal Kombat Annihilation. All right, and question number 5, and this will be the last question for me. But then I'm going to ask you some questions that people sent in on Twitter.
Okay.
Question number 5: should I keep doing this?
If you choose to, I mean, it's nobody's business but yours. That's what you want to do. But
you hear that, Andy Corey? You hear that? Peggy says that I should keep doing this if I want to.
I think you're crazy.
She thinks I'm crazy, but she said, if I choose to, I should keep doing this. Well, you know, for me, it was kind of just this, it's the idea of like, this is a, you know, it's not physically difficult, but this was a task that I set out for myself that I knew was going to be difficult to be able to achieve. It's the kind of thing where it's like, I'm sick of watching this movie. I was sick of watching this movie, you know, like 2 weeks in. But sometimes it's fun when I get to watch it with somebody else. But I knew it was going to be difficult, but I wanted to prove to myself that I could set this difficult goal for myself and conquer it. You know, the name of the show is I've got to beat Mortal Kombat Annihilation, because I feel like if I don't make it all the way to my goal, then this movie will have beaten me. But if I make it the whole year, you know, then it's a personal victory, if nothing else. But also, you know, it's been fun to get to talk with, you know, friends and now family about this movie. And, you know, most of the people that I've already done the show with, you've met. Hold on one second, because April's calling. Hello? Hey, sweetie, Peggy and I are recording the podcast. How can I help you?
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat.
The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Boy, that April is one heck of a character. I don't even know where we were just in the middle of all that. All right, folks, in case it doesn't make any sense, I don't remember what I was talking about. In case I cut it all out, there was a break there where I got a phone call from April that was about something kind of serious, and that certainly derailed things for a few minutes. But now we're going to finish up, Peggy, with but April should be fine. We're going to, Peggy, I'm going to ask you some of the questions that people had for you from Twitter. Are you ready for that?
I hope.
Let's see. First question from Twitter comes from @Discord_Inc. And his question is, so now that you've watched this movie for yourself, do you understand why I'm doing this?
No, I do not know why anybody would want to watch a movie like this twice, much less 365 times.
You don't, did my explanation?
Yeah, I understand why.
Well, and like I was saying, it, you know,
it's a challenge.
It is a challenge, and it has been fun getting to, you know, getting to have the experience with friends and stuff. And, you know, also people have been enjoying kind of watching me go on this journey, you know, from a distance, not having to do it themselves. So that's kind of fun. Twitter user @white_dolomite2 asks, or says, Peggy, I'm a huge fan of yours. I want to know who is the meanest bad guy in Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
The mean brother. Whatever his name was.
What did he look like?
The one with the ugly face.
Shao Kahn was his name.
Shao Kahn.
Okay. Shao Kahn, yeah.
Okay. He was the worst one in the movie.
You looked like you had a quite, when he said he was a huge fan of yours, did that make you?
Surprised. Didn't know I had any fans.
Well, yeah, I told you people like, April and I both have told you how people like, you know, hearing what you have to say about wrestling on Monday nights. I mean, you don't always know that I'm telling them what you're saying, but people enjoy hearing it. Twitter user @MattMarie777. Sorry, Matt. I haven't had to try to say this before, so I apologize if I got it wrong. Wants to know, who is your favorite character from the movie?
Raptor, I guess. I don't know.
Who is Raptor?
He was the good guy with the long hair that cut it and
yeah,
and told him what to do. And he was one of the brothers.
Okay. And he was your favorite?
Yeah, I guess.
Why was he your favorite?
Because he was the good guy trying to tell him what to do to save Earth.
Okay. There's no wrong answers. I'm just asking you to to expand a little bit on some of your, you seem to really like Jax too, though. Jax was the guy with the robot arms.
Yeah.
You seem to really like him because I felt like you guys both didn't have any idea what was going on and thought everything was ridiculous.
Yes, that's true.
I noticed you laughed at a lot of his jokes and stuff. Seemed like you too. I thought that's who you were maybe going to say.
Yeah, he was a good guy too.
Yeah.
And I always like the good guys.
Yeah, that's how I always feel. The other person I noticed at one point, Sonya was the lady with blonde hair. Yeah. Her name's Sonya Blade. I think they only said her last name once in the movie, but at one point you remarked like, oh, she's pretty good at fighting when there was the middle of that big fight scene. When she had gone to get Jax from where he was having those robot arms put on him. So I thought she might have been your favorite also. I thought she might have been a contender for your favorite. She's my favorite character in the movie. Just because I think she's the most competent character in the movie. You know, Liu Kang is supposed to be the hero, but he really doesn't do a very good job most of the time. Most of his fights, he has to, you know, someone has to come and help him or, you know, until the very end. But even then, anyway, Twitter user at @SVA_AKA_Beardy asks, Peggy, which character from Mortal Kombat Annihilation would make a good or fun pro wrestler? Who do you think?
Liu Kang.
He's one of them. You think he'd be a good wrestler?
He might be, yeah.
Even though
Jax.
Yeah, Jax looks like
a big muscly type.
Now, do you remember that show, American Gladiators?
I never did really watch that.
But you remember it.
I remember
existing.
It, yeah.
Okay, now, Jax and that centaur guy that he fought, do you remember him? The guy with the horse bottom half?
Oh, yeah.
The monster with the... He's a centaur, you know, like from mythology, I guess. Both of them used to be on American Gladiators.
Oh.
They were both American Gladiators, you know, big muscly guys. So I feel like either one of them looked like they could have maybe been wrestlers. Liu Kang would have been somebody, one of the cruiserweights maybe.
Yeah.
One of these new cruiserweights. Let's see. And I guess this will be the last one. User at Chudley Cannons asks, after watching this, now, did it make you want to watch the first movie?
No. Absolutely not.
You don't want to find out what set all this up?
Uh-uh.
How all these characters met? Well, I will tell you, the first movie, even though it was made for less movie, it looks way less cheap than this one did. It looks like a real movie. It's just generally... I mean, this is just based off my recollections of it and then the clips that I've seen since. I haven't rewatched the first one yet. I'm saving that. I don't know what I'm saving it for, but at some point I'm going to rewatch the first one. It's much more of a real movie, I think it's safe to say, than this one, which was just a big, confusing mess.
It was.
So, have you got any questions now for me or anything you want to say to the listeners?
I just hope you don't decide to do this on another movie for a year.
Yeah, I think after this, I'll probably be done with watching the same movie over and over for a year.
I hope.
Maybe next year I'll watch a good movie. Over and over.
Something that I would like.
Maybe next year I'll watch something that's really good. I will say the one good thing about this movie is that it's not very long.
Oh, that's true.
It's only about an hour and 20 minutes, so it's not too big of a time commitment every day. But man, it feels like this movie is just getting longer and longer the longer I go with it. Well, this was fun. So thank you, Peggy, for doing this. I hope you had a good time tonight.
You're welcome. I've enjoyed it very much.
We interrupted a little bit of wrestling time to watch this movie and record this. We missed the main event of SmackDown tonight.
So now we'll have to go back and watch that.
I don't think we have to watch that match. This was a lot of fun. Guys, gals, everyone, thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope this has been a fun special occasion, special treat for you guys as well. Don't forget to follow the show on Twitter at KICTM Podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at The Chris Haley. Peggy's not on Twitter, but if you want to follow me and watch out for Monday nights, that's usually where you'll get to hear some of Peggy's interesting thoughts on the world of pro wrestling. Thank you so much to everyone who has already left us a review on iTunes. If you haven't done that yet and you want to help the show out, that is a big help because it helps people find the show. If you want to email the show anything, if you've got anything you want to tell us about, if you got any questions for me, questions for Peggy, questions about any of the stuff that's going on in the various incarnations of this show, you can send those to keepitclosetomepodcast@gmail.com. And finally, the show is on. my brain just kind of locked up for a second. The show is on Patreon now, and I cannot thank you guys enough that are already on there supporting the show. It's patreon.com/thechrishaley. Thank you so much to everyone who has already supported the show on Patreon. If you want to do that, you can get in on that. There's cool stuff you can get. Downloads, get episodes early, special stuff, behind the scenes things, and even stuff in the for real, actual real mail. But right now what I want to do is thank some of my patrons on Patreon who supported me in the month of September. And those people are here as follows. I'm going to read their names off. Of this list I made, Mike Norton, what a guy, patron supporter and lover of pugs, very tall, also from in Chicago now, but from Memphis, even though I didn't know him back when he was in Memphis. Also, I realized that some of these people I don't know well enough to talk that much about, so this was a mistake. I should just read their names. Daniel Feltz, thank you so much, Dan. You're a good guy. You've been on the show before. Listeners, you'll remember Daniel. Elle Collins, great podcaster, had me on her show to talk about Daniel Bryan. What a good time that was. Zach, oh man, I remembered now there's people's names that I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce right. If I don't, I'm sorry. You can send an email in and tell me how to pronounce your name. Zachary Cavini, Matt Smith, Luke Hare, Lauren Ng. Your last name is two letters, and I'm bad at saying things. Reese Chappius, Dan Forrester, Lakeith Lewis, and Jason Doring. All of you are super wonderful, excellent, super duper, really great people. Thank you so much for supporting the show and my just continued ridiculous nonsense. I hope you guys like the stuff you got in the mail, and there'll be more people to thank in episodes to follow. Hopefully by the next time I do this, I will have the system figured out a little better. I realize now what I should have done was probably let you try to read their names off. Cause then, if you mess the names up,
I get the blame.
Well, not that you'd get the blame, but I think people would just find it charming. Whereas if I do it, it's just, a failure on my part to properly research how to pronounce everybody's names. But anyway, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you guys so much for listening, and hopefully I will see you again in the space where you listen to podcasts. It'll pop up, and you'll hear from me again soon, and I'll just say, remember, be there for one another. You're a family now. You know, people have heard about you for a long time, and so they're excited to finally get to hear from you.
I know. So with the wedding, so many people said, "Oh, we've heard so much about you." I said, "Oh, Lord."